Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 22nd day of June 2021. We were talking about this during the last commercial break, and you suggested we talk about it on the podcast, and I think that's a good idea. So what aspect, the tool aspect or the swearing aspect? Because I was telling you a story last Saturday when I was getting ready to go to my brother's for the weekend. I had the car all packed up, ready to go, except for myself and the dog. I hadn't put us in the car yet. And I was going to start the car remotely. So I hit the button to start it, and it didn't start. And it always starts. So all of a sudden, I'm like, uh-oh, now what? What happened?
Got a problem.
So we got an issue. It's either with the fob or with the thing. So I go in to get, try to start it normally. Nothing. So I determined that the battery had just died. So I got to put a new battery in. So I called my friend Marcus Eversall. He's on the air from 2 to 4 and then 4 to 6.
Better call Eversall and Ford Pine Cheek Plug.
Kind of lives by me. You know, we live in the same kind of neighborhood. So I took a shot hoping that he was home on a Saturday, because a lot of times he likes to go back to Madison. But anyway, he was home, and I said, dude, can you do me a favor? And he said, sure, what do you need? I said, I need a lift over to the parts store. I need to pick up a battery. My car's dead. He's like, oh, yeah, no problem, man. I'll be over there in a couple minutes. So we went and got a battery. I came back. And so I'm putting a battery in, which I wasn't sure how to do, particularly in this car. I hadn't had to do it, so I, of course, YouTubed it. Saw a video. I'm like, okay, that looks easy enough. And so away I went. So as it turns out, I needed a ratchet, you know, to get the little, just a little clip down at the base of the battery that holds it in.
Mm-hmm.
And it was down low, and I'm like trying to get my hand in there.
Do you bloody any knuckles?
And I didn't have, a little bit, I didn't have the long extension on my ratchet. I just had a shorter one. It wasn't long enough. So I'm like, God, and I was this close to going to my next door neighbor's, because he's a mechanic and I know he's got the tools. But I didn't, because I finally got it on there and I was able to just click, 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 barely loosen it, slowly but surely. In the meantime, I have the rest of the ratchet. It's just a small little ratchet set sitting on the bumper.
Bad idea.
Bad idea. And I'm leaning on the car, so putting a little pressure on it. So when I stood up, the car moves, ratchet set falls off the bumper. I'm already sweating bullets, right? I'm at this for at least a half an hour.
And you got to get on the road.
Yeah, I'm on already late, an hour and a half late.
But ratchets
then the ratchet hits the floor, and boom, they go
everywhere.
Ever sockets everywhere. I'm like, mother, yeah, just screaming. And then, so I go to pick them up. I said, I'm not going to deal with that right now. I'm on a roll, boom, get the thing changed. Everything's fine. Car fires right up. So I'm like, okay. Oh, and by the way, I also dropped another tool that fell off the bumper inside and landed on the underside of the bumper in the engine compartment.
Mm-hmm.
Like right behind the radiator or something.
Where you couldn't reach it, I'm sure.
Where I couldn't reach it.
What
am I going to do now? I tried to reach underneath. I couldn't even reach it underneath. I'm like, so what am I going to back up real quick and then hit the brakes and hope it falls out and hope it doesn't hit anything that's moving, like the fan or something, you know? Fortunately, I was able to wiggle my hand down there finally and see it with the use of my cell phone flashlight and able to reach it.
Amateurs doing jobs.
Oh, my God. It's all about the tools, though, man. You got to have the proper tools. And so getting back to the sockets, you know, they all come in their designated spot, right?
Yeah.
From big to small. And I'm like, okay, there's no way I'm going through all these right now to put it in the proper spot. I tried a couple, and they were both wrong. I'm like, I'm not doing this right now. So I scooped them all up, just put them in the middle of the thing.
It doesn't have the size of the socket on the socket, and then on the container have the where it goes. three fourths here.
It does, but I was
five sevenths here.
I didn't have my glasses on. I couldn't read the damn
thing. I know what you're saying. No, it's
I was late. I'm sweating. I'm hot.
You're pissed now because you did it. And you're like, I'll just take care of this later.
I'll do this later. Still haven't done it.
Of course not. It's like my work area. You should see my work area.
I would rather buy a new ratchet set than have to go and do that, which I think I'm going to do with an extended thing on it.
I hear you, man.
But, yeah. It was fun. But I got it done, and everything works fine. I haven't had a problem since. And by the way, I used my light. My three-panel LED super light.
Oh, yeah?
I went down to the base, because I have mine in my basement. I could just buy another one, I suppose, but I didn't have it in the garage. So I went down in the basement and took it out of the basement and put it in the garage.
Why would you not put one in the garage, too? I mean, I know you're not in the garage very often, but it's like $20. Put one in the garage, put one in the basement. It's great.
Yeah.
Those lights are awesome. You know, Mrs. Rookie was at book club a couple of weeks ago, and while she was at book club, she sent me a text going, hey, what are the names of those garage lights that we have that you bought? Because the husband of one of the ladies here at book club listens to you guys all the time and wants to know, wants to go get some.
Dude, we should be, oh, man. We should get a bird dog fee.
I'm telling you, those bird light, or the bird thing, you said bird dog fee, those lights are unbelievable.
Yeah, they work very well.
Still amazed when I turn them on. I'm like, damn, this is awesome. Such a loser, though. That's getting way too old, this stuff. When you get way too old, the little stuff excites you too much, and it pisses you off too much. Like, I don't get mad about, you know, Lisa could come home and go, I totaled the car today. I'm like, all right, well, that's what insurance is for, whatever.
Right.
But you come home and I got this little scratch on the car. What are you talking about? What? You got a scratch? What do you mean? My God, look at that. We can't have that. You know, it's just the little stuff is what irritates the heck out of you these days. Drives you into tirades.
Man.
It's always becoming a bitter old man.
Yeah, I know. That's right. Me too. Kind of stinks. But, you know, it is what it is.
Actually, I'm not a bitter old man. It's just that it's the small things that just add up to make you combust. It's like Serenity Now on Seinfeld. You know, you try to calm down, take a deep breath, Serenity Now.
It is amazing, though, the things that satisfy you now, you know?
Well, yeah.
Like a good tool, a good...
Well, like the garage lights. You've got
the garage lights.
For God's sakes, you know, I'm done hearing about your string trimmer for the past 3 days about how you bought new roll-it-yourself string
God,
and you're out
great,
weed
dude.
Whacking it. God, it was awesome. And I went through my last bit on the spool so that I could string it myself, and it was so satisfying. 3 days I've had to listen to that.
No, only two.
But you're right,
yesterday
though.
And today.
But you're right. It's stuff like that.
And it works great.
It's stuff
better
like
than
that.
The original. Way better than the original. Just going to go on record as saying that.
Well, it's stuff like that that just gets you all excited.
Bad. Okay.
That's bad life we live.
It is. All right. Well, going to go now. I'm going to go home and
sort your
think about sorting out my sockets. I probably won't, but I'll think
That's
about
like
it.
Seriously, every nice weekend during the summer when I'm putzing around the garage and stuff like that, I'm like, oh, God, I got to clean up my workspace over here. I got like my chop saw pulled out. I got stuff I'm tripping over trying to get to the workbench. Oh. I got stuff all over the workbench, lifting things up. Where's that? You know, stubbing toes and all that stuff. And I go, I got to clean this up. All right, I'll do it later.
I need to create a workspace. That's part of my deal. If I had a workspace out in the garage,
yeah.
I would need some of those lights.
I've got,
and that's what I want to try to build.
I've got paint cans that I need to put away on the shelf that I've been using. I'm tripping over paint cans, rags, and I'm like, clean this stuff up already. All right, tomorrow.
I need a chop saw is what I need.
And then tomorrow becomes today, and it's not tomorrow anymore, so I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll get a new chop saw tomorrow. Tune in and find out with us tomorrow. It's the Bill and Rookie Experience every Monday through Friday. It all starts at 6 a.m. right here on The Fan.